you have destiny to give your word, and that tonight your children will receive what you have destined us to receive. We thank you in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. That's a very powerful prayer. Thank you, Sister Helena.
Thank you,
All right. So tonight we want to look at the school of money. There are lessons I've picked from one of my mentors. In the person of Reverend Olumide in Nigeria. And so I'm going to share some of the wisdom nugget he has spoken about money. And I think that it will be a blessing. Tonight, I don't know which form it will take, but I believe God will have his own way. God will have his own way in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right, so first of all, you know, we have been talking about wealth and prosperity from day one till now. I believe we've received different dimensions and we've been blessed in a very special way. When it comes to money, you know that everybody who wants to have some form of financial freedom, you need to really understand what money is, because if you are here and you really want to have some financial independence, financial freedom, whichever way you call it, and you should really know what money is. Otherwise, you'll be pursuing the wrong thing. So a lot of people are confused what money really is, because over the years, there has been a lot of evolution. I mean, there has been a lot of, you know, changes. Things are, the world has changed, moved from one place to the other. So what was money some decades ago may not be money now, you understand? So it's very important that we change our mindset and get to understand what money is, because not everybody really understands this. So there are some statements that you need to understand. For example, when we say money is not your ATM card, you understand? Money is not your ATM card. If money is ATM card, then the day that those who don't have ATM cards can all be poor. But I don't know how many of you, when was the last time you used ATM cards? Myself, for example, where I find myself, my ATM cards have expired for some time. I need to go and renew them. But then where I find myself, hardly will you get a bank and talk, let alone talk about using ATM. So that does not mean I'm poor, you understand? So money is not ATM. The fact that I don't have ATM card does not mean that I'm poor. So money cannot be your ATM card. So those of you who think that by showing us your 10 ATM cards, it means you have money, that is not it. All right? Money is not checkbook. Your checkbook is not money. Your checkbook cannot be money. Because until a certain era, we didn't even use checkbooks at all. Mm-hmm. What happened? What about the era before that time? You understand? If checkbook is money, then if you have 20 checkbooks, that is a lot of money. You can do a lot of things with it. But unfortunately, that cannot also be. But the shocking thing is that currency is not money. So if you have Ghana cedis, when we talk about currency, we all know what currency is. Currency cannot also be money. You understand? Paper currency, what we call the 50 Ghana cedis, and that paper note, that thing cannot be money. Currency cannot be money. Currency is not money. You understand? Because before the paper notes, there was something that was existing before then. Well, what was that one? That one too, how would you call that one? So when we talk about money, there are different perspectives, you understand? Those of you who have done some history, you will understand that money began from one level of evolution, and before it really grew to another evolution, before it moved to another evolution. In those days, during the cave, the hunter evolution or the hunter era, money was just, you know, everybody was primarily a hunter. Those days, you had to kill an animal to survive. You had to kill an animal, and those who could hunt for a lot of animals, they were considered those who were very wealthy. You were very wealthy and very rich. And to be a hunter then, it required a certain level of energy and skill. So those who were able to, you know, exert a lot of energy and skill, they were the ones referred to as very wealthy people, because they could, you know, come home with, you know, some game that we could eat and sell and all of that. So the energy and the skill were two key things in that era. And that energy, we are talking about hard work. In the skill, we are talking about smart work. So it means that that was the order of the day. So those days, when they did not have anything called 50 Ghana cedis or dollar or whatever, that was their kind of own money. Once you have energy and once you have skill, you were able to get whatever you want, you understand? So for them, at that era, that would be their money. Then there was another era where we call the farming era. From the hunting, we moved to the farming or the agrarian age, where now they started growing, you know, the land. The land became a very important asset for them. So for them, anybody was able to, you know, get a very good plantation. When you have a very sizable plantation, you were able to farm and you were able to, you know, get a lot of produce from your farm. At that time, those who were there, who were farming in those, once you have land, you belong to the royals, because those days, if you are not a royal, you don't have a land. So those who were owning lands were very rich. They belong to the high class, you know, level. If it is today, we will call it real estate. But then it was more like a royal estate, you understand? And those who had large sizes of plantations were also, you know, seen as people of affluence. You know, they were the people of the time. And because of that, they were marrying a lot. Somebody can marry many wives at that era. Because once you have a lot of lands, you marry because you also want to get a lot of labor who are going to work on the farm. You understand? So that also is what gradually led to what we call the slave trade, where at that point in time, you know, a lot of workers were needed on farms because the plantation were huge, and we didn't have people who were going to, you know, who were going to work on those farms. So it was very important that now human beings were traded. You know, you have to buy a human being, get human beings who are going to work on your farm as slaves. It gradually ended into that. That is where the slave trade all began from. So you see, many years ago, all this thing about money, it was all about, you know, we had what we call trade by barter. Let me just continue from what I was saying. Trade by barter, where you have, somebody has an energy, somebody have a skill. Then you exchange whatever you have, and that would lead to what we call the trade or the barter trade, or what we, some of us learned in school as the trade by barter or barter trade. Understand? That economic process of exchange, where you have to get what you want. You use what you have to get what you want. That is the barter trade. So what you have, maybe somebody has yam, and that day the person is looking for plantain. So you go to the market and then you look for somebody who is also looking for yam, somebody who has plantain and looking for yam. And then you exchange your yam with the person, take the person's plantain, and then the person also takes your yam. And that is it. So at that time, they didn't need money. They didn't need currency. They didn't need you know, Dallas or whatever to buy. But yet they were able to get what they want. You understand? So this is how money actually came into being. Money comes into being from the perspective of what you have. Are you following me carefully? Money comes from the perspective of what you have. Because from those days, from the barter trade system, they were using that economic process of exchange, what we call using what you have to get what you want. So by then, we were not having Ghana cedis and all these currencies and all of that. But yet, whatever they needed, they were getting. Those who wanted, you know, human beings, laborers to work in their farm were getting. Those who wanted food items were getting. Those who wanted clothing were getting. So money actually, you didn't actually need money to do what we call money to do a lot of. What you needed to do is what you have. Money started from what you have. So this is very important for today's discussion, because what you have is very important. So it makes me understand that a lot of times when we say that somebody needs something, a lot of things that we need in life, you actually don't need money for it. All you need is that you need that thing. I don't know if you are getting me. For example, like where I sit right now, I have always been saying, I need a car. I need a car, I need a car. No, when I say I need a car, the car is what I need. The car is what I need. Well, somebody too will say that I need money to buy the car. That is also another interpretation. You see, but in effect, what you actually need is not money. What you need is the car. So what you need is not money. What you need is the car. At the end of the day, if you don't get the money, yet somebody brings in the car to you, would you take it or you not take it? You would take it because your need has been met. So a lot of times, what we actually want is not money. What we need is the need itself to be granted. So it is very important that what you need is what you need. You understand? What you need is what you need. It's not money that is usually the issue. What you need is what you need. And for you to get what you need, you must consider asking yourself questions like, what do you have? Because that is the genesis and that is the history of how money began. Are we together? There's this popular thing that a lot of people ask, and a lot of people, you know, I've heard in a lot of conferences, you know, in the organ, those of you who are in the health industry, I don't know how many of you are here, but then I've come to understand that some of the organs of the body are very expensive, are very, very expensive. You know, somewhere 2012, things like kidneys. I don't know how many of you have kidneys. I hope everybody has kidneys. How many of you have at least one kidney? How many of you have at least one kidney? If you have one, just type yes. I know you are a man of God, but you should know that everybody has this question. You shouldn't ask. But then I want to know if you are following me. How many of you have one kidney, at least one kidney? If you have, just say yes, I have. Yes, 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 yes. Let me know if you are following me. Yes, yes, yes. All right. Yes, you have. Amazing. Amazing. Some also have two. Some have two, some have one. In case you have one, it means maybe you've donated one out or something else. But do you know how much a kidney costs today? Do you know how much a kidney costs today? If you check, let me just do, I don't know now, but as of 2012, it was costing a lot of money. It was costing a lot. You know that one kidney can buy you all your dream house and your dream car. How many of you know that in the chat box? How many of you know that? Let me just do a quick check. I'm just checking. How much is a kidney? How much is a kidney? I'm told that according to, this is from the medicalfuturist.com, I just Googled, they are saying that liver come in second, about 557,000. And a kidney costs, one kidney costs $262,000. Livers are more expensive, but then both kidneys will cost even much more. You see, a kidney costs $262,000. You understand? Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Emmanuel Ochre. Thank you so much. So if a kidney costs 262,000, how many kidneys do you have inside? You have two. So multiply this money by two. It means that you, as you sit here under the sound of our voice, you are worth over 500 and how much? 524. Is that my maths correct? 262 times two. Yes. 524,000 dollars inside of you. Everybody here, you are worth this amount of money, assume. So if you say that you are poor, you say, oh, me, I don't have money. But you have money. What you have, you have money, you have it. What you have. So the issue, when we say money is not necessarily the currency, it's about what you have. You understand? So a lot of times people don't know what you have. I'm not saying that go and sell your kidney right now and use it to do whatever. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm just trying to let you know that there are a lot of great things inside of you. You understand? From that time of this Spartan era, where now we entered into the industrial age. In the industrial age, now a lot of discoveries came up. For example, people saw the limitation of barter trade and said that, oh, now you don't really need barter trade. You understand? Now, because at the industrial age, there were a lot of industrialization, a lot of manufacturing, a lot of processing going through. So that's how come we got mineral resources, crude oil, gold, and all of that. All these things started coming up. So somebody will produce apple, but yet we can get apple juice from it. We can get something else. Somebody can produce tomato. We can get other things from it. That era also came with another, you know, dimension to all this farming thing I was talking about earlier. Until we entered the another era where now, you know, people started, you know, schooling, you know, schooling, and then all this schooling era also led to people being trained. You know, people were being trained in a system they call school. The slaves they were getting, they were training them in a system they call a school, so that they will be empowered to also, you know, do the farming very well and handle the machines and the things that they were using for the industrial era. Understand? All this led to now what we call job and salary. Now, the job and salary is just when they say that, you know, so you understand where jobs started coming from. We are talking about job and salary, the slaves or labor working in the farms and all that. As the people were moved from farming to the industrial era, now jobs and salaries were introduced so that the slaves will have a sense of security and value, and they will commit their lives to the job, so that at the same time, they'll be able to raise their children. So then a slave will come and work. Sorry. And then while the slave is working, he will tell you that, what we do is that every month or every week, we are going to give you this amount of money, so that at the end of the day, you'll be able to, you know, focus on your, so just focus on keep working for me. So this thing about job has a certain kind of history. You understand me? You understand? So that is when salaries were introduced, because at the end of the day, a certain amount of money has to be paid we measure. Those days, they will measure on a scale, all right, before they would now give it to you. So that thing that they were measuring on the scale was Potiphar's salary. You understand? They were measured. There was a scale, a salary scale to measure their value, all right, and that would determine the amount they will receive. And these people have been doing that since that time till now. Most of we have all been receiving salary. So when you are receiving salary, you don't have to be excited, because salary is good. But if all your life is dependent on salary, then you are the most poorest person. Then you are still a slave working in suit and tie. Do you understand me? If you are still, because some people are so excited about salary, oh, I'm receiving this amount. It is good. Receive it and use it for something else and do it. Use it. Use that salary to do something else. But if all your life you are dependent on salary, 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 then you are really missing out. You are really missing out. You are really missing out a lot. You are really missing out. So now a time came when this salary has to be paid, that they have to now, determine what, you know, what it means. They have to now, a lot of ideas started coming up, the instrument and the means of exchange. That is when they started using cowries and copper coins and gold coins. I don't want to bore you with all this, but I'm coming from a certain angle, you understand? Now, all these things started coming up, gold coins and all that. That is when money or currency actually began, you understand? That is when currency began. Before later, the paper currency also came in. Because after the World War, I'm told that the emergence of different groups and nations and countries on the continent were all claiming autonomy. And so everybody wanted to, you know, create their own transaction instrument. And yet you wanted to do business with others. So that is what led to the paper currencies. So at the end of the day, the dollar has been, you know, globally, is ruling now as the most universal means of exchange, the most universal means of exchange. And so paper currency, actually, when it came, there was money already. Money is about what you have, you understand? If paper currency, you see, so let me ask you a question. What, when you say you are a millionaire, a millionaire in Ghana is not necessarily a millionaire in America. And a millionaire in America is not necessarily a millionaire in UK, because the value is not the same. The value is not the same. When you go to Zimbabwe, for example, as of 2012, I remember, I don't know about now, I'm not current enough, but I remember then when you need a lot of. For example, you would need about $100 billion. No, they use dollars, Zimbabwe dollars. You need about $100 billion just to buy a few eggs. You understand? So it depends on the value. It depends on the value. You need about 50 billion notes, cash dollars, before you could buy just some bread, about 2 loaves of bread. So the value determines how you are. So if you are a millionaire in Ghana, it doesn't mean you're a millionaire. But I am praying that out of these meetings we are having, God will raise. For now, the currency that is on top is the pounds, which we all know. So I am praying that you will not just be a millionaire in Ghana and you are not known anywhere, but you'll be a millionaire universally, that globally, that when we say you are a millionaire, you know what you are talking about. Am I talking to somebody here? Am I talking to somebody? We are in a technological world. And in this technological world, now money is not just sitting on paper currencies or whatever. Now people are using, you know, people are using all kinds of things. We have talking about, ATMs and all of that, a lot of things. There has been a lot of, you know, development. So, now electronic money, e-commerce and all that, you can sit somewhere and be trading and you are getting your money, understand? Now, I don't know how the next 20 years, how the world of money will be like, but money is what you have, you understand? So if all I'm saying is money, this is money, then what is actually money? There are about three things I want to tell you, or two things I want you to know about money. Money is any medium of exchange. Any medium of exchange is money. So whatever you have that you can exchange for what you need is money. It is not necessarily the paper currency. It is not necessarily the ATM card. But remember what I was telling you, the energy, the skill, and the trade, that which I use as an example. Those were the real thing that we call money. You understand? Whatever you need right now, from now, you need to change the way you think about how to get money. You understand? Money is about what you have. You understand? It's about innovation. It's about creativity. It's about what you have. These days, people are doing all kinds of things for money. All kinds of things for what they want. You understand? Some people are using robbery. Some people are using sex through prostitution, which is not good. Some people are using all kinds of things. So money is, just for me, it is any medium of anything you have that you can exchange for the needs, the need you need, that is money. You understand? So you need to see, if you are here, and like I gave an example about the kidneys, you are here, one kidney cost you $63,000. You are here. You yourself, you are money. I'm telling you. Then the second thing I want to tell you about money, the money is the reward for solving a problem. Tonight, I'm going to share with you some 10 things. Because time may not permit us, I may just rush through them quickly, and then we'll move on to other things. I've told you that tomorrow I have a surprise for you, and God willing, I'm trusting God that we are going to have a prophetic service just for us. And I'm trusting God, God will speak to us prophetically concerning the next product and services that will be on demand, and many, many other things about our businesses. And God will really do mighty things. I'm telling you. These days, some few years ago, you'll be walking around and you see money on the floor. These days, I don't know about you, but I'm a witness. It's difficult to find money on the floor. It's difficult to find. These days, you don't walk around and you easily see 20 Ghana cedis note on the floor or 50 Ghana cedis note on the floor. But many, some few years back, when I'm going to say Sikada for money. Do I have witnesses? Because this has been...
Yes, or so for you do.
It is amazing, you know. Utumu said, Sika wanyede pa. Sika wanyede. Sika wanyede. And money is... I would say that money is hidden. Money is hidden. I'm going to share with you 10 places where money hides. 10 places where money hides. Like I said earlier, some of the things I'm sharing with you are from my mentor. So I will expose it to you later on. Sikanwaede, now you are looking for money, you don't get it. And so we need to find where money is hiding so that we go for it. Are you ready for this one? Are you ready for it? Yes, we need to know where money is hiding. A lot of people are looking, but only few people see. Many people are looking, but just few people see. Not everyone that is looking is actually seeing. So many people are looking out for money, but only few are seeing the money. You understand? Let me just leave that one. Continue. So as I share with you these things, I want you to be reflecting. I want you to be reflecting on some of these things, all right? And the Lord will help us. Number one, where is money hide? Where is money hide? Money hides in people. 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 I hope you are writing something down. Money hides. Everybody, today I was just doing some research. I think that now The number of people in the world, we are gradually getting to 8 billion, but for now we are about 7.7 billion people on the earth. And every one of these 7.7 billion people on this earth, I can tell you that they have some money, one way or the other. Today, when we even give birth and we are doing the naming ceremony, at the naming ceremony, we contribute money and we give it to the newborn baby. Everybody has money on him or her. You understand? Everybody has money on him or her. Everybody has money on him or her. And you are supposed to get money, this money from their pocket. You see, everybody, you are supposed to get this money from their pockets. Obia was a cash, but your duty is to get the money from their pocket and then transfer the money into your own pocket. You understand? But I've written a point here that people will not easily give you their money unless you have something of value to offer. Do I have witnesses here? All right. So even though 7.7 billion people, everybody has money on him or her, but they will not just come to you and give you money like that. It doesn't work that way. Otherwise, we would not be here. But then they will only give you what is in their pocket, transfer it to you when you have something of value to offer. So all you need to do now is to create value and you draw the money in the pocket of people into your own pocket. Are we together? So henceforth, I want you to understand that, you see, when you wake up from bed and you step out of your room, you see people walking right from your room in front of your house. People are walking on the street, walking on the main road. Some are driving in their cars. Some are in the offices. And you meet them everywhere. I want you to understand that everybody you meet on the road, everybody you met today, everybody you will meet tomorrow, they all have money in their pocket. If you can create something of value, then you'll be able to transfer and draw that money from their pocket into your own pocket. So money hides in people. Money hides in people. Number two. Money hides in problems. Money hides in problems. Every problem you see Every problem you see is money in disguise. Every problem you see is money in disguise. One man's problem is another man's opportunity. Do you believe that? One man's problem is another man's opportunity. Now, people are making money from the problems of people by just solving basic problems, basic needs. So for example, those of you who are into food, because of the hunger problem we have, that is why you are solving, you are giving us food to eat. By giving us food to eat, that problem, we will give you money. So we give you money because you are solving my problem. So I get up from bed. Before I go to work, I want to put on trousers and wear a shirt and put on maybe jacket or whatever. It's because of my nakedness problem, the problem of nakedness. Otherwise, when I wake up from bed, I have to go to work naked. But because of the problem I have, somebody must give me clothing to wear. So you give me clothing, then I'll pay you for the clothing. So money hides in problems. You understand me? I wake up from bed. I need to go to the office. I'm supposed to get to the office. But if I walk, I would have to spend 2 hours or three before I get to the office. So somebody must help me with a motorcycle or a car. So then the problem of mobility or transportation. Then if you give me the car, I'll pay you for the car. You understand? Or better still, you give me a lift to the office. I'll pay you for that service so that you will now take the money. You are solving that problem for me. So if you are looking for money, money is hiding in problems. You understand? Now, there are many problems in Ghana. How many of you have identified some problems in Ghana? How many of you have identified some problems in Ghana? There are many problems in Ghana. There are many problems in Africa and the world. So the question is, stop. If you are here as a millionaire or billionaire, stop complaining about problems and start solving problems. You understand? There was a problem about refuse everywhere. Wherever you go, refuse everywhere. Somebody said, I will solve the problem by going around to pick them. And that was money. You understand? So go look at the problems, and I'm going to, give every one of us an assignment. This is the first assignment I'm giving everyone. Please take notes. I want you to make a list of identified problems in whichever field you are, or whichever industry or community you find yourself, or the nation you find yourself. I want you to just identify a list of problems you have seen. Do you get me? Just list them, because you are listing money. As you are listing money. Make sure you do this assignment when you have the time. All right. So let's go to number three. Money hides in gifts and talents. Money hides in gifts and talents. Every human being that has been born on this earth, God gave you a gift and a talent. You understand? But the problem for most people is, how do you monetize your gift and talent? How do you, turn it around and make money out of your gift and talent? God did not just give you gift and talent. He gave it to you because money is in there. You are supposed to use it. You understand? There are people who are very gifted. So there are many people who are very gifted and very talented, yet they are very poor. Yet they are very poor. All because they don't know how to translate and turn their gift and talent into something that will generate money for them. Understand? So you see, when I ask you, what is your hobby? A lot of you will have something to say. My hobby is this, my hobby is that, my hobby. Let me just be practical enough. Let me call somebody. If I know your name, then you know that I'll call you. I'll mention your name. People I love, I mention their names. All right, so let me call Richmond here. Richmond, are you with us? Richmond. Okay, Richmond is delaying. Is Terry here? Terry Ando.
I'm here. Terry. I'm here.
Who is talking?
Richmond.
Richmond, what is your hobby? Just give me one.
Oh, speaking.
Speaking. Wow. That is great. I'm proud of you. You know that speaking is one speak. You mentioned speaking as a hobby. Terry, can I know your hobby? What is your hobby?
My hobby is designing.
Designing. Wow. So a lot of times, what people call hobbies are actually money in disguise. What people call hobbies are actually and actually bring in money. So you can, he said that speaking. So you can speak and money will bring you, the money will come in like that. Just speak and money will come. Just design and money will come. You understand? So the question I have for you is, what can you do? What can you do? Can you talk? Can you shout? You can talk for money. You can shout for money. Can you laugh? You can laugh for money. Can you drive? You can drive for money. Can you write? You can write for money. Now, before I move on, I want us to watch a very short clip. There's a man I met this man about 5 or 6 years ago. And I want us to look at this link. Kindly let me know if you are able to see it. I'm just clicking on this link. I hope it comes. There's this man. All he does is to laugh. Can you see my screen? Let me see.
Specifically,
okay, so look at this man.
Pink shirt right there in the middle of that three. Give them all three a big round of applause.
I'm going to start from here.
Thank you.
Folks, this show may be over.
Can you see the screen?
No.
You can't see it. Okay. What about now?
Yes, we can see now.
We gotta save me one of these videos, right?
Oh my God, this is very interesting. Okay, so I just wanted to show you something. All right, so how many of you saw that? This gentleman has been, you know, doing this for quite a long time. Let me just pause this video before we continue. All right. So all he does is to laugh. And he laughs for money. You know, the way he laughs is quite funny. It's a bit funny. He doesn't laugh like some of us. He has a very funny, you know, funny way of laughing. But then what he's doing is that he's trying to make money out of it. So the question is, what can you do? That is my question to the house. What can you do? Are we together? What can you do? What can you do? What can you do? That was just to let us know that whatever you do, you know, there were other videos I even saw. He would just sit down. I mean, he goes there, people will pay money. Can you imagine? People will pay money. They will enter the place, the studio, they will sit down, and for an hour or some minutes, they will just be laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing, and all the monies are going to their guy's pockets. I'm telling you. So don't be sitting there and say there's no money. The next thing is, money hides in opportunities. Money hides in opportunities. Many a times, a man's problem is another man's opportunity. You see, when we say opportunity, I think that what people call success is just opportunity which meets with preparation. Because a lot of people were not prepared when opportunity came. When opportunity presents itself and you have prepared yourself for that opportunity, then you are going to make money or you are going to be successful. But sometimes when you are not prepared and the opportunity comes, then you go like, oh, this one, you think that the devil is the one working, but it's not the devil. So you need to just prepare yourself. And one of the ways of grabbing opportunities is when somebody asks you, can you help? Can you help? Can you do this one for me? You see, when somebody begins to ask questions like that, it means opportunity is presenting itself. So when somebody asks you, can you help? Don't say, oh, no, I can't help. Even if you can't do it, I've said that you can find other ways of still getting that job done. You can still get other ways of getting that job done. You see, it is better than letting that opportunity slide away. You understand? Number five, money hides in ideas. God created trees. God did not create exercise book, but it took ideas for exercise book to be produced out of trees. God did not create a bed and a table, but it took ideas for a table and a chair to be produced out of trees. So ideas is when you think smarter. When you think smarter, then ideas are working. You understand? Then ideas are working. Many years ago, in the time of Abraham and Co., when you are owning cattle, you know, and sheep and goats, then you were the richest person at that time. But now, the people who are having money a lot are people who have ideas. Instead of, because once you get an idea, one idea can turn your life around. Just one idea. Tonight, may God give you ideas. I said tonight, may God give somebody ideas, ideas, ideas. Because money is hiding in ideas. The reason you are not getting the money is because you are not getting ideas. Sometimes just one eye opener will just release that thing that you have been praying about all these years. You see, so please, some of you have been, God has been giving you ideas and you have not been taking them seriously at all. Henceforth, you want to be taking your ideas seriously. Because all the millionaires and billionaires we have talked, they are making it because they are making good use of their ideas. Are we together? They are making good use of their ideas. So please, money hides in ideas. Number six, money hides in vision. Money hides in vision. In Habakkuk chapter 2, God said to the prophet that write the vision down. Write the vision down so that he who reads it may run with it. Vision is very powerful. Where there is no vision, there is no provision. Where there is no vision, there is no provision. Give me a man with a vision without television, and tomorrow you watch the man of vision on your television. When you see a man of vision can get a lot of things, can get money. The reason why sometimes we are not getting what we want is because we have no vision. Because for God, when you have vision, then he can provide. So people will not just give their money to you unless you have a pulse, unless you have a vision. You see? So when they see your vision and they see what you want to do, for example, somebody's vision is to establish car manufacturing plants in Ghana. So once they see the vision, it's, oh, okay, let us give towards it. Somebody's vision is that I want to make available, accessible, better roads to the cocoa growing areas. So once you decide to do that, somebody will pay you for it. They will pay you. They will pay you for it. So what is your vision? If you don't have a vision, then you cannot receive provision. When you create a vision, then people will get attracted to that vision. And they will start bringing your money towards the vision. So tonight, may somebody's vision come alive. Maybe you have been doing business for a long time. You have been doing this work. You say, you have the experience. It is good. But have a vision. When your vision is great, then what will come in, it will attract great money. When the vision is big, it will attract big things. When your vision is big, it will attract the big people. You understand? Number seven, money hides in work. Money hides in work. Bible has said that the man who does not work, let him not eat. God created work for man. And I want you to pay attention to this. God created work for man so that we will prosper. When God created Adam and put Adam on this earth, the Garden of Eden was already there. He placed man inside of the garden. So work is older than man. Work is older than man. And God created man to till the land, to keep the garden. So work has always been greater and older than man. You understand? But man is older than job. Can I say it again? Work is older than man, but man is older than job. You see, what we call work, what a lot of people call work, actually these days is not actually work. It is just job and struggle. Because for me, anything you do which you don't love, anything you don't love to do, it is not work. It is just a job. You understand? It is just a job. But if you are doing what you love to do, whatever you are doing, whatever, I don't know whatever it is, but whatever you are doing, as long as you love what you are doing and you love to do it, it is not a job for you. It is a work. You understand? So all these people we call millionaires again and again, some people can spend a lot of hours working, and they don't struggle. For them, it is just work. They love what they are doing. So for some of you, I think that the reason why you are struggling is because you are doing job, not working. When you work and you love what you are doing, there's a way it attracts money to you like that. May somebody begin to work. Number 8, money works, money hides in a seed. Everything great begins with a seed. And every forest was once a seed. Every forest was once a seed. Unfortunately, a lot of people despise small beginnings. You see, you have been working and you have been getting some 1,000 Ghana cedis. You say, oh, this is too small. No, you have to be, we have been told you have to be faithful with little things. And God can entrust you with large ones. You understand? So the fact that you get your 1,000 means you can get your 10,000. The fact that you get your 10,000 means you can get your 100,000. The fact that you get your 100,000 means you can get your $1 million. You understand? And once you are about to get your $1 million, it means God can open the door for you to get the hundreds of millions. So don't despise small beginnings. You understand? Don't despise small beginnings. Don't despise them. And sometimes when you have a talent or a gift, you go to a place and nobody's willing to pay. Sometimes one of the secret things you can do is to volunteer. When you volunteer your service, it's a way of making visible what you carry. And it can attract, people may not get it. People may not pay for it because it is in a seed form. But anything that is a seed is a mighty forest in disguise. So don't despise small things. You have just started, you have just started a business. Don't despise it. You have started an end, people don't despise it. Great things are going to come out of that thing you have begun. And tonight, I see great things coming out of great people in the mighty name of Jesus. Number nine, money hides in the Creator. Money hides in the Creator. Haggai chapter 2, Bible says that silver is mine and the gold is mine, declares the Lord. I think Haggai chapter 2, verse 7, 8, 9. Silver and gold is mine, saith the Lord. People of God, I'm here to tell you that what we have been talking about all this while, money is also hiding in the Creator. He's the one who created everything. He created the silver and gold. And so as long as you stay connected to Him, He will give you access to all these things. He will supply all your needs. How many of you have a need concerning that thing you are doing? I'm telling you that money hides in the grave. If God does not give you, there's no way you get it. Bible says that it is the blessing of the Lord that maketh a man rich, and He addeth no sorrow unto it. You understand? You understand? Many years ago, Jesus was telling the people that the first fish, they should go to the sea and cast a hook. And the first fish they catch, they should just open their mouth. And they are going to find a coin, the four drachma coin. And they should go and pay the tax with that coin. You see, it should tell you that God can make a way where there is no way. And just give you that thing that you need within some few. God can just bring you one customer. And that customer will bring all the 20 years you have been working, all the money you have been trying to get. You just one contract will bring everything. Am I getting believers in the house? Those who are typing amen and saying amen wherever you are, it is going to happen. Really, really, it is going to happen. I'm saying again that God can just bring one customer, one client, And all the 15 years you have been working on this business and that thing, you are giving up so quickly. You say, oh, nowadays things are not going well. I'm saying that one customer, just one. I'm saying that money hides in the creator. The creator you are serving can just bring that one person. And all the years you have been working, just one contract can pay for everything, all your overheads, all your operational costs, and everything can be paid for, just one contract. And you are going to even have track that will cater for 2 years and 5 years ahead. People of God, may God begin to work some things out for you. Listen, if God give you 100, he can add 6 zeros to it. Don't lose hope in God. Amen and amen. It will happen like that. It will happen like that. It will happen like that. Now, the last thing for tonight is this. Is money. No, this is not the last thing for tonight. Sorry about that. But the last place money hides is money hides in products and services. I have two questions for you. Number one, how much have you spent your money on the whole day? Let's look at it. I'm going to pick somebody to do this for us. I'm going to pick, if I love your name, I'll mention your name. So the first time I mentioned Richmond, this time, let me mention. Is Rhoda here? Is Rhoda here?
Yes, Papa, please, I'm here.
Rhoda, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Thank God. Wow. I can see some babies also adding to the program. Amazing, it's beautiful. Let them talk. They are also part of us. So, Rhoda, today, what have you spent money in a way?
Yes, please.
What have you spent money on?
I bought some groceries and vegetables for cooking.
Bought groceries and vegetables. Okay, what again?
And credit.
You bought credit.
Yes.
Okay. Do you drive? Do you buy fuel?
No, I sent my house help to do those things. So she went to the market. I didn't go out today.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Amazing. So it means that today all the money you've spent on, you spent on products and services. Amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Can I pick another person? If I love your name, I'll just call you. Lawrence. Lawrence, how are you?
It's great.
Yes. Oh, I have another baby crying. Wow. Amazing. Okay, Lawrence, so tell us, today have you spent some money or...
Yes. Yes, please.
Okay, can you recall some of the things you spent your money on?
Yes, rice and then water.
And water?
Yes, rice and water.
Okay. Hey, but the water, God gave us water. Or which water is that?
The water, I had to call it bottle water.
Bottle water. So somebody packaged it for you and you have to pay for it.
You have to pay for it. And even sachet water as well. The bags. Yes.
Yes, the bags.
Yes.
Amazing. Amazing. Is there any other thing you think you spent money on?
Yes, but that one is evening offering.
Church offering.
Church offering.
Wow.
Amazing.
you give out. Okay. Amazing. Amazing. So that one is service, church service. So we say that yes, that one is church service. It's that's part of the product and service.
And service.
Amazing. Yes, because we need money to go and do the work of God. Amazing. All right. So thank you so much for sharing. So the whole thing is that everybody spends money. either the whole day or the whole week. And you either spend the money on a product or a service, these two things. So what are your products? That's my question for you. What are your products? What is your product? What is your service? What is your product? What is your service? The bigger the product you have, the bigger the money. The bigger the services you render, the bigger the money comes in. So what are your products? What are your services? What are your products and services? Some of you, what you are doing, you can even start another school. You can start a school like what I'm doing now, I'm teaching. You can start and teach whatever field you are in. You can teach people, for example, those of you who are in the pharmaceuticals or whatever, anybody who wants to learn how to set up a pharmacy, come and let me teach you. You are going to pay you are going to pay 200 Ghana cedis, and I'm going to teach you all the ins and outs. And you get about 200 people who are participating in this one-time meeting. It will not even last for 2 hours. So by the time you are done, 200 cedis times 200 people, then you are already getting how much? 4,000, am I right? Yes, they are already getting, I'm saying 4,000, 40,000. Am I correct? My mathematics is not correct. Please help me out. How much is 200 by 200?
40,000.
40,000. So you are here. You are in the whichever industry. You are going to pay for 200. You are going to pay 200 cedis per person. And you do your publicity and your whatever world, you get 200 people. By the time you are done, one time, even less than 2 hours, and you've gotten 40,000. And you tell them, the next session will happen in 3 months' time. So every quarter, you are getting 40,000. Every quarter, you are getting 40,000. By the time the year comes on end, you have already spent about 160,000, getting 160,000 just by sitting at home and doing a school like this, and people are paying for it. You understand me? People of God, my question again, what are your products and services? I met one mechanic and I was telling the mechanic that the way you are too good. I mean, the guy is an electrician. I said, you are too good. You work on the car, it's amazing, so professional. Why don't you just start a school? You know, so all along he thinks that once he's a mechanic and an electrician, that is all. But you need to understand that there are levels where you can, you know, you can do this in addition, and then even if you don't have the time, I'm talking about, you can even get somebody and train the person. The person will lecture and you are also lecturing in addition. Then you pay the person, when you pay the person even 2,000 cedis, you are not losing anything, because at the end of the day, you are getting 40,000. People of God, money hides in 10 places. Beside all these things we have shared, people are still very poor. People are still very poor. People are still very poor. And I think that the issue about poverty is a very worrisome thing. I am happy because I don't want to talk about poverty because it's not our focus. Our focus is wealth and prosperity. I believe that the few things we have said, God is going to help us. Tomorrow, we will continue with the school of money. And like I said, I have a big surprise for all of us. You can't miss it. Most of us were very late today. I'm just hoping that the next time we will not be late, so that God will bless us. So we'll bring our session to an end. Any question, any contributions for the few minutes we have? And then we'll call it a night. Yes, if you have a question, kindly. Thank you, Mr. Emmanuel Otre. Great presentation. Thank you, sir. He's my name. Oh, this man, I need to find out for my mother. Maybe it's my twin brother. Daphne says, God richly bless you, Papa. Amen. All right. Please, does anyone have any, you know, any question, any input? Most of you are in business. I think there's an opportunity for you to also share. Where do you think money is hiding? Let's share, let's talk. Any, can we get one or two people talking, then we can close now. All right. One of the things I want to tell the house, by the grace of God, I think that if I had not been a full-time minister,
hello, I
being a business consultant.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Daphne. All right, yes. Kindly talk.
Let me take you back a bit. Back okay. to the point where you stated money hides in people.
Yes.
Yes, can you? Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes, we are there. Yes.
With the point under it, I was thinking, can we add probably networking? The sub-bulletin.
Okay. If
networking can be explained in the context of money hiding in people.
Okay. Great. Great. Thank you so much. It's a great input. It's a great input. I think, please, are you done?
Yes, sir. I think it all can right. be broken down to much more
yeah. points. And that's true. That's very true because networking is key. Now, I mean, I don't know where there's no networking. Even in church, we do networking. We are telling people to, you know, network, you know, and networking is very paramount, especially when it comes to marketing and all of that. One person, some people call it cold market and hot market. The people around you, immediate people around you, and then the people who are also external, far off, all these people are part of the category. What we need to understand that everybody is part of this. Once you get your networks right, then you really get your money. It's very important. Thank you so much. Please, does anyone have anything to add? All right. Okay, so I'm glad that we have all been blessed tonight. God willing, we will meet again tomorrow for the part two of the School of Money. This is just more like an introduction. Tomorrow we'll go deep and we'll look at other things and the modern trends and the modern things people are doing, all those kind of things. I was saying that I'm sure that if I had not become a pastor, I would have been a business consultant. In case you are here and you want to hire me. In case you are here and you want to hire me, I'm available. I'll be your consultant for you. Or what do you think? What do you think?
But that's very, very perfect. We will think about it. If I will consider.
This is money hiding in ideas.
Money hiding in ideas. Amazing. Amazing. Julia said you'll be excellent. Thank you so much, Julia. Daphne said we can't pay you. Oh, Daphne. Daphne, why can't you pay me? You just give me, but it's value for money, you know. You can negotiate. We can negotiate and then we'll do something together. Anyway, I think that it's awesome. I have always had this kind of thing with me. I don't know, but I feel even in my ministry, I think that I always have a way of, when it comes to the issue about business, I've always had some strange ideas that always comes to me and I always share with some people. I'm able to see where people don't see, and it just comes to me easily. And I think that it is time to release that gift and talent, and I hope that people will not tell me the man of God is doing business now. But it is very important. As for the ministry, I will not forsake it. All right. So yesterday, we learned a lot. It was a whole package. I mean, this week has been awesome. Different dimensions. Each day comes with its own uniqueness and all that. And tomorrow will be exceptional. The next day, I don't know whether tomorrow, but maybe tomorrow we may have the prophetic service. Maybe tomorrow we are going to have that. You can't miss tomorrow. I don't know which day it will happen, but I'm trying to listen to where God wants us to do it. And I'm trying to pray. I will be praying for everybody. We go into details. We pray and ask God for, give us prophetic messages for almost everybody. I'm trusting, we are not many, so I'm going to really make time and have time by the grace of God so that we speak, prophesy to everybody. We prophesy until there's nothing to prophesy about. I'm trusting God. And so that after you are receiving physically, you are also receiving spiritually, and then, or spiritually and physically, then we know that it's good to go. But then, in case you are here, and some of you have already spoken to me, as I sit here, I'm sitting on a number of boards. Some people have decided that, man of God, I want you to be on my board to help with governance and all of that. I'll be willing to support. I don't do this. I've never done this for anybody, but for my own people, why wouldn't I want to support them? So please, it's very important. I've told you that money hides in opportunities, and this is an opportunity for somebody to just grab this one and say, man of God, I want you to be part of this thing. It's an opportunity. And let me give you a testimony before we close. We have about 5 minutes. You know, there was this story, this thing about money hides in opportunity. There was a man. The man was an importer of goods. He was importing goods from outside to Nigeria. And the man was actually, there was this container, some containers that had arrived, and he needed money to, go and offload the goods and pay some things. Yet, this man also was at the same time renting his apartment to some people, and then there was a church that was also renting a space in his house. Then there was this piece of land very close to the church. And the man, because the man was in trouble, the man went to the pastor and said, Pastor, I want to sell this piece of land beside here to you so that I can get money to pay off some debts and all of that. Then pastor was like, oh, we don't have money. We don't have money. You see, the church, the pastor said, we are not many. We are just few people. We don't have money. Why should we go and buy this land? How much? He said, we don't have that money. So the guy now had to look for another person who would buy. Eventually, he didn't get anybody to buy the land. So he decided to, but some way, somehow, he was able to get things solved and all that. Now, in about 2 years' time, or I think 2 to 5 years' time, the pastor and his leadership went to the man, and they went to knock and said, we are looking for the landlord. Say, sir, please, can we, the other time you came to us that you are selling a land, and you said the land was costing 10,000 naira. Please, I'm just saying 10,000 for, I don't remember that much. He said you are selling it at 10,000. Please, now we think that we want the land. Can we buy the land now? Our money is ready. And the man looked at them and said, I'm not selling the land. Who told you I'm selling the land? I'm not selling it. Go away. I'm not selling it. The people were shocked. And they were surprised. He said, no, I'm not selling it. Then they were like, oh, even if you are selling it, if you even multiply it by two, you buy it. They said, no, no. If today I even want to sell it, I will multiply it by 100. You can't buy it. And the people were shocked. And this is what we call money heist and opportunity. Sometimes you are walking around and somebody tells you that, you know, when it comes to, you know, assets, somebody will tell you, can you buy this? Maybe you don't even have money that time. But there's a way you can use debts to get an asset and still be able to pay for the debt. You understand? That is grabbing opportunity. So as you are walking around, as you are going to work, as you are meeting people, as you are chatting, as you are going for meetings, as you are traveling, you should have a certain ear. You should have 3 ears. One of your ears, the third ear, is to be the ear that is listening out for opportunities. The moment you hear one, just grab it, because money hides in opportunities. Open your mouth and begin to speak in tongues right now. Open your mouth and begin to speak in tongues right now. Open your mouth and begin to speak in tongues right now.